Rick LaFleur.
Nah. Energy electric, rhyming so hectic. Content of the song, you can probably fucking guess it. Just me talking shit over a funky ass beat. Metaphors full of bullshit, hit you like a stampede.
Welcome to the Lousy Wrestling Podcast.
My bad,
the shittiest wrestling podcast in America. Only on the Lousy Wrestling
for the new song I've been at. Can't hear a word. I cannot hear a word you were saying, Derek. What was that?
I said, now you're the voiceover for the new song.
Lousy Wrestling Podcast. I should just remake it. You know how, like, people do, instead of changing the theme song, they just, like, reboot it, maybe have a new singer sing it. Like, Christian used to have the girl singer of the original song that's like, close your eyes and remember to believe, whatever the lyrics are. And then they re-recorded it with Story So Far, like, in 2008 or whatever. So we can do that, like, you know, update our song, and I'll take it from Slim Song. I'll find a new beat, and I'll be like, yeah, energy electric, rhyme is so hectic, from continent to song, you could probably fucking guess it, just or me just talking shit over a funky-ass beat, metaphors full of bullshit, hit you like a stampede. Welcome to the Lousy Wrestling Podcast. The shittiest wrestling podcast in America.
You almost got it.
Now, enjoy the show.
That was a good Slim, dude.
Yeah.
Energy electric. Rhyming so hectic. He got so mad at me for playing Mos Def that one day. And he was like, this doesn't sound lyrical. It kind of sounds boring. He's like, fanatical, magnifical. And I'm like, I want to be like, listen to your fucking raps, dude. Energy electric, rhyming so hectic. From continent, don't even know what the next word is. I just say song because it's what it sounds like.
Yeah, but he's not like hiding behind anything in that. He says he's rhyming hectic.
Energy electric. Like, yeah, your energy.
For three episodes.
Energy is fucking kinetic, bitch. So, schooled, Andrew. Anyway, it's the Lousy ECW Podcast bonus episode number 5.
5.
This is how we do this shit. We just keep rolling and doing bonuses and slanging them. I'm going to put these up on Patreon, probably. I put these up on Patreon, and then they go up weekly on the Lousy Wrestling Podcast feed. So, they go up on Patreon earlier.
So
you can be
like the 2K18 video game.
You
release.
Can be, yeah, you yeah. You get a couple days early if you do the $1 version.
$1.
If you do the $1 version of our Patreon, you can get these episodes early as we record them rather than waiting for them to go up on iTunes. Episode 2 is on iTunes now. I'll probably put up episode 3 today. So 4 and 5. Which are these? You can only find on Patreon. And just like 6 and 7 and so on and so forth as this podcast goes on. You all right, Bobby?
Yes.
Yeah, all right. Okay, so Bobby's sitting in with us again. He's like a regular host now. He's been on episode 2, 3, 4, 5.
Bonus show.
You're the host on the bonus show. Now I got a lot more scheduling to get in with to try and get that shit accomplished. And
As you're still waiting to watch AIW.
Still waiting to watch AIW.
Scotty,
I could
Scotty's a host too.
Scotty is literally sitting at the table at the mic.
He's like the fucking curse of the podcast.
AIW I could have watched, but I watched Baby Driver instead. Have you watched Baby Driver?
No, but I heard it was good.
I watched it.
Yeah, Bobby watched it the day after I did. I have it on Blu-ray though. Man, the opening sequence of that movie is what really hooks you. You watch the first 5 minutes and you're like, okay, I can watch this whole thing. You know what I mean?
I seen the trailers.
I get what it
like,
is.
Maybe
I never saw the trailers.
It was a coming to
or nothing. You know what I mean? Because
like,
I don't have
movie.
Cable or anything like that. I never saw the trailers, but there was a lot of talk about the damn flick on social media over the summer, and
yeah,
you know what I mean. So I was really kind of when my dad was like, "Oh, you got to see this," and he showed me the intro of the movie. And I was like, well, what is this? He's like, oh, it's Baby Driver or whatever. Or I was like, oh, the guy's name is Baby? And he's like, yeah, that's why it's called Baby Driver or whatever, however the fuck he phrased it, because I didn't know what the fuck I was watching. And I was like, oh, cool. And so he let me borrow the Blu-ray. And yeah, it was really cool, man. I probably woke up Bobby. I was like, oh, it's 12:15. I could turn on the movie at like volume 35. You know how I am with the pay-per-views or whatever. It's got to be at volume 35 or I can't hear it. So I crank it to volume 35, and the movie opens, the gunshots, the whole fucking car chase.
Storming down, choking you?
No, but I made it about 3.5 minutes before I heard his fucking bedroom door open and the bathroom door shut. So I was like, ah, yeah, he just woke up. So it definitely was boom, 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 boom happening, you know what I mean? And then fucking, that's probably what fucking made him crack open.
I don't remember any of this, so no,
so you probably don't know what woke you up. But you probably woke up and it just happened. Because as soon as you went in the bathroom, I went from 35 to 19. I was like, all right, yeah. Anyway, it's the Lousy ECW Podcast, Episode 5. Today we're going to watch WWE ECW, ECW Episode 5 for Episode 5. Wow.
Wow. You lost train of thought.
Steel Reserve, man. I drank a Steel Reserve, if you listen to episode 4. You know what happened to me. And
I'm starting my second beer to episode 5.
Yeah, if you've never listened to this podcast, me and Derek have set out on a crusade to stop watching wrestling, apparently. Like, that's not true. But
I just joined your crusade to stop watching
wrestling. It's my crusade to, like, give up on wrestling. And at the same time, give the WWE ECW a second shot. Chance. I got to stop saying second shot. You're right. Second chance, man. As soon as I said it, I was like, hold on, wait. I've been on that podcast before, and this ain't mine. Anyway.
Soon we're going to get a cease and desist.
Yeah, Second Shot Podcast is going to send us a cease and desist. Fuck. It's all right.
Who's going to be the stooge?
It's all right, man. In a roundabout way, they're lightweight on our network now. Because they're on a network that's on our network now. They just joined last week. So now if you think about it, I own them. So it's all right.
So intellectual property.
So I can, yeah, IP. I broken hearted the second shot's asses, all right? They better become the Woken Shot podcast, motherfuckers. First shot. I got this first shot. I got the second shot. You become the Woken Shot. So Lousy ECW podcast got way off track there already. We literally just sit and watch it. We have no idea what's going on.
I'm glad you finally established that we have no clue what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
After episode 3, you're
probably already lost most of our viewers. So anyway, you watch along with us.
We are losing followers
right
now.
I queue it up on the WWE Network to 00000, and you fucking can hit, I'll count down to play, and you hit play with us, and we watch along. We commentate to it, and we really don't know what's going on. Sometimes I turn the volume up enough that we can, like, lightweight hear what's happening. But other times it's like, nah, who cares, fam? We're just commentating and talking about fun stories.
Mystery television.
Right? We've had a lot of fun stories. Most of the fun stories come in like the last 10 minutes of the podcast, so sometimes you gotta listen long until we get drunk. Or I get drunk.
And this one we're starting drunk.
So. Hopefully I'm starting drunk. I don't know if I am.
Now
Sean
doesn't know if we're starting or not.
So, yeah. You ready? It's the Lousy ECW Podcast. Sean asked Crusade to stop watching wrestling.
I'm glad you finally named it.
It's this.
I can't wait to see what they do with Kelly's storyline this week.
All right.
Another
Bobby?
Cover up.
Yeah. I was about to say.
Painted boobies.
I'm hoping that eventually it evolves into something.
Well, it's episode 5 it and does. We've her seen wrestling. Her dance 4 times.
It's even worse.
Who's the guy that comes out and covers her up?
Mike Knox is his name.
Oh, so he
gets fired.
He does wrestle.
Away late,
what's up?
Away
he's the wrestler. Yeah, she
does wrestle.
She does some wrestling here and there. Well, eventually she becomes like Divas Champion 3 times and all this shit years down the road. But I mean,
like what,
in
2
this
years down the road?
In this era, no, like
about
fucking three. Yeah, by 2009, 10. So, at this era though, she was very new. She wrestled like one or two matches by the end of this year, probably.
She's like the casting call girl. Like Sean likes to call her.
Barbie Blankster.
Has CM Punk, since last week, has he made any other appearances?
No, we're gonna find out here. Okay, I haven't watched Raw or SmackDown. I don't fucking know. Well, SmackDown would have aired after this.
Okay.
But Raw. Yeah, I mean, we're not watching that shit. We're just watching diving in.
Well, I was just wondering if he had been on any other WWE shows
before this ever. Oh, between them, I have no idea.
Since last week on ECW show,
he was at this time they had like Raw and SmackDown people show up on ECW, but they very rarely had ECW people on the other shows except for Rob Van Dam when he had the belt.
And Edge.
Yeah, so, well, Edge was a Raw and SmackDown guy. He wasn't an ECW guy.
But he was on like three of the ECW episodes.
That's what I'm saying. Other than the Raw and SmackDown guys showing up on ECW, there was very little ECW on Raw and SmackDown other than Rob Van Dam.
Because he had the belt.
But he was a...
Did that make sense?
WWE guy, too.
He was an ECW guy at this time.
Because they split brands.
We're 4 weeks deep in a separate
They had
brand.
Raw, and SmackDown,
wasn't
and
Raw
ECW.
And SmackDown guy?
Rob Not Van anymore. He won the belt, though, but he took it to ECW. And then decided he just wanted both belts.
And then he decided to go get high.
And then, he got Sabu. High and lost his belts. Yeah,
and
okay.
That's why we've seen that... Him so, and Sabu was innocent in the
crowd. We have it queued up to 0-0-0-0. Zero.
Zero.
A zero. We're
How
gonna,
many times are you going to ask us, are we gonna, ready? Or are you just going to start your countdown?
Are you ready?
I thought you were going to start it off for the
Then
million.
Let's get ready
Hopefully
to
he doesn't
hit
do a Paul Heyman
play
countdown
button. You guys ready? All right. If you're watching along, here's where I'm going to hit 3, 2, 1, play. Last week, Paul Heyman told Rob Van Dam.
We pretty much called what happened last week. So by the time you hit played, we would have got to the first match.
I don't remember.
So Bobby
Rob
was
Van
right
Dam,
from the last
slap,
episode.
Big show.
So
because we were too
yeah,
busy
I don't
talking
remember
about
that
how
bitch slap either.
Fat the Big Show was.
So Rob Van Dam had to put his belt on the line against Big Show in a. Extreme Rules match in Philadelphia.
I don't remember seeing the Big Show suplex him off the top rope.
Once
either.
Again, we were talking about how fat he was.
And this is when he fucked up my favorite, my most hated referee.
The first pop of the
you
podcast.
Almost said favorite
referee. Yeah, I know.
So secretly
is my Freudian
Busted.
Slip. Yeah, that's awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah, Paul Heyman stopped
that
the count.
A ding, but he won't ding it. He's too embarrassed.
So Paul Heyman stopped the count on Rob Van Dam. And he's like, "What?" Rob Van Dam's like, "What are you doing? You're acting like I just got fucking arrested for smoking weed in Ohio yesterday." So then Big Show chokeslams him on a chair and gets the pin for three by Paul Heyman because the shitty
ref. And does your ref ever return from that?
Yeah, he's going to be on here for the next 4 years.
But was he on this episode after the
I have
disaster?
No idea. The ring gets littered with trash, and
we
that's
have
what Paul
Hogan
Heyman
heel
was
turn,
left with.
Essentially.
Yeah.
Crowd.
Because I think that was heat that like people wanted to see what was going to happen with NWO the next when Hulk came. I remember it like it was fucking yesterday watching Bash at the Beach 1996 and afterwards going to sleep. I was 8 years old, mind you, but I remember going to sleep and talking to my brother and dad and mom all about it like. Is Hulk Hogan really a bad guy? Like, is he ever going to come back? Like, it was like the biggest
big deal for you.
Fucking deal. So I had to watch Nitro to see what he was like the next night. You know what I mean?
And he was like, not my hero.
Hulk Hogan is a bad guy.
It was a weird time, though, because I definitely thought when the Outsider showed up was cool. We got Extreme Rules match night for the ECW title against
Ric
Flair and the Big
Show. I'm glad we're finally having Extreme Rules night. And once again, two WWE
Ric Flair.
Big Show's trying his hardest to look like Kurt Angle in that picture, I think.
There comes Paul Heyman. So Paul Heyman has dropped the
Paul
hat.
Heyman's trying his hardest to look like Kurt Angle, I feel, right
that's
now.
More how he, that's more how he looks now, minus the ponytail.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he's dropped the hat because...
And later we have the Shield gear, years later.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the Kelly stage setup.
Because so
why? The Kelly stage setup is there, but he drops the hat so he could be heel. You know, babyface Paul Heyman has the hat and his hair not in a ponytail so he could kind of look like he did in 2000, 2001, you know what I mean? Heel Paul Heyman's going to pull his hair back, slick it back, not wear a hat,
it looks
and put
more
it in
like
a ponytail.
A corporate ball of scum.
Yeah, so hold on, he's kind of promo. Let me go ahead and turn it up so we can hear what the fuck he's talking about here. I have it on zero.
He could just wear a hat that says, like,
fuck Sean
every
ass.
Whatever town he's in. Fuck town. A.
Fuck town.
He could wear a hat that says, blame me for Rob Van Dam's downfall. Sorry, I'm just kidding.
So he's like...
So he's blaming the crowd, essentially, for getting Rob Van Dam high.
Yeah, he's like, Y'all say...
Why are somebody holding a sign that says pork? Are they making fun of Big Show? I don't get it.
Neither do I. That's what I've been looking for, are these crazy-ass signs.
This is the first episode that the crowd is not entirely dimmed. Like, the first 4 weeks, everything past
a grunt 10, Mako sign.
10 rows is dimmed. You know what I'm trying to say, Derek? You know with the lighting.
Yeah.
Like, I can see all the way up in the upper fucking decked and shit.
Yeah, before decked. We couldn't.
I just said decked. Yeah, they went for a different aesthetic with, like, hey, you can only see the front, like, what the floor crowd was.
Yeah.
Was all now we saw on television. Bobby could tell, too. You've watched
well,
it past three
with us.
Well,
because they got Ric Flair on this one.
They had to make it look bigger than it was. Show papered?
It's probably not live. It's probably before SmackDown.
They just have a ring in a warehouse that has green screen walls, actually. I'm just kidding.
You so people, what? He says. So they... Also, even the way the ring setup's a little different.
Why
fucking,
would you be a business guy and go... to a wrestling show and be in the crowd and be hype and you don't untuck your shirt.
It was the look, though, sometimes. Is that, like, the 90s look, at least, was to have your shirt tucked in.
What year is this?
2006. So,
he's still stuck in the 90s.
Yeah, this is a yeah,
some
I mean,
guy
so
in the
90s
in 2006.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's Paul Heyman even talking about? He's been talking shit about Rob Van Dam.
RVD.
Yeah. You people. What do you mean by you people? So this is definitely like, yo, the show...
I'm getting fired. Someone
no,
else is taking over.
The show, yeah, the show...
Your
well,
champ.
He doesn't
Eat
leave...
Dig, I'm gone.
No, Paul Heyman doesn't leave till December, so he's there another fucking 6 months. We're only in July here.
He should just like start wearing a hat that says, you people.
But they definitely have gone for a different aesthetic, a different look, a different... They're like... they're moving more and more to the WWE program. Like, the announce table's not on the hard camera side anymore. It's to the right. And also, like I said, the way the crowd split up, they're going for a mad different look. Paul Heyman's shooting heroin or something, whatever the fuck he's doing on screen
Whoa,
right now.
Man.
He's the Messiah.
What is he talking about? You liar. People are wadding them and booing them.
I wonder if this was after SmackDown.
If it was...
Because it's so much how the light is better.
He looks... Oh, my God. Look at that little girl that hates him.
We need to. They're chanting them sell out. Paul Heyman's trying to make like a profit, you know, a fucking type promo. Like, you all will follow me. We're going to make this the glorious brand.
So essentially, he did this promo in the locker room and then came out here and was like, you people need to hear it too.
He's playing a heel character where I think this is my hypothesis. They wouldn't let him do what he wanted to do. So he came up with this idea to at least, like, on TV, be like, you want to know why the brand sucks? It's because I fucking want it to suck. Now I'm taking it fucking away from you.
And then you got all biblical. Yeah. Have you heard of Christianity? Well, this is extreme Christian wrestling.
Man, I'm a Jew, and I'm telling you about it. Extreme Christian wrestling.
I will part the sea and lead you to the promised land.
So we got Riot Gear, guys. Yeah, Roadkill's still there. There's Guido and Mama Luke. Balls stays for a couple years. Yeah, they're
just rolling pizza balls in the corner.
And Tommy Richards. So he went past all the ECW originals. Like, it's still...
So where's the other guys at in their own locker room?
To your point, Derek...
What do you mean all of the ECW... they only had six wrestlers?
Yeah, that's why we still original, have Raw and SmackDown.
No, I meant, like, the original people that got signed and came over to this brand. My bad. But,
obviously, RVD and Sabu's
I didn't see
here.
Sandman.
Yeah, RVD and Sandman's not here. Sandman's
hanging with
beer
the WWE
somewhere,
guys,
yeah.
Drinking beers.
Yeah. He's drinking beer somewhere. But the thing, though, to your point, Derek, last week, is that Sabu will be in action tonight.
All right, I lied.
Sabu's so right. Anyway, but to your point is that, I completely forgot. Candice Michelle, this is when they were like, hey, let's put a really hot girl that actually can kind of move with her.
So your eyes can wander to Candice Michelle and say, fuck Plastic Barbie.
So, here comes Tommy Dreamer. Fuck.
Thank God.
What the fuck was I trying to get at here?
My point last week.
To your point last week.
You done forgot? Move on.
Well, you said that it was a great storyline and a cool angle they shot. And I was like, yeah, but in Philadelphia, that was fucking stupid. And that fucking sucked.
What, with the Big Show ending?
Yeah. But now watching the way they open the show, I can be like, wow, that angle really does have a lot of legs. But holy fuck, 5 episodes deep, it's not what any of us wanted to see.
No.
It's kind of like...
It should have been down the road a little bit.
It's kind of like Stone Cold.
It wasn't what they
heel.
Wanted to do either. It was forced. You could tell it was forced. It was because RVD.
Yeah, RVD thing.
And
that,
everybody
and
knew that.
They had to change
like
everything.
The
crowd
yeah.
knew that when it was happening.
And then now we got Tommy Dreamer to get squashed by Test. This is
the ongoing.
It's almost been, yeah. The only person they've put over of old school ECW guys
was
is
Sabu beating.
Sabu Roto. And Rob Van Dam are the only guys that have gone over, period. And.
Everyone else
in
is just
a
getting
month.
Squashed by their
yeah,
own.
All the old ECW originals are just there to get squashed. That's the only reason why they
which sucks
hired.
Because when I first saw Tommy Dreamer it's come
probably,
out, I was like, all right, thank God,
because
I have not seen Tommy Dreamer yet since I've been sitting in.
Yeah, well, I think
has
you watched
on
one episode.
All?
Yeah, I think on episode 3 he got just beat up by Big Show. It wasn't a match.
That,
it was
and
just
he was
like,
doing the thank you, sir, man.
Yeah, he was just like,
oh, yeah.
He just got beat up around the ring.
Okay.
So Tommy Dreamer's just wearing a fucking button-up shirt or whatever. Like...
Yeah, so at first I saw him and I was like, cool, Tommy Dreamer. Like, if anyone's going to make this feel like ECW, it's him. And then he's just going to get squashed
Tommy,
by his Test, and that doesn't
mean... fucking is beating up Test, at least for now, but you're right,
we're
it's going to be a squash.
Tommy
yeah,
Dreamer.
Tommy Dreamer knocked him out of his ring. Tommy Dreamer actually lasts here for another fucking 4 years. He lasts until it ends. And
does he become the champion?
Yeah, eventually in like 2009 or 10, somewhere in there. Somewhere around the Colin Delaney run. Or something
the
like
last
that.
Month they were a brand.
No, they were around till 2010, and hopefully me and you will make it through all these 167 some odd.
Well, we
episodes.
Can't even make it through AIW, so.
Yeah, but I have a lot more fun. That's bad to say, a lot more fun. But I do have fun just sitting here watching this wrestling and talking over it. Sometimes it's fucking hard to like get out of work and then be like, yeah, I'm gonna write notes for the next 3 hours.
I got to study.
Yeah, I'd rather watch Baby Driver right now. So Test is basically, yeah, this is squash match now. Test hit a big elbow in the corner.
Tommy Dreamer's only 4 moves.
10 big boots in the corner. Yeah. That's what they hired these guys for. And
to get squashed,
and that's dumb. They fucked up. You can have the new guys put on good shit. And maybe not even new guys. But you can refresh guys like fucking Test and shit like that. Like, you can refresh people. Like, NXT, like, if you look at the way they refreshed Rhino through NXT, like, right, you're completely correct there, but it's a different guy running NXT than it is running. Like, NXT was given to Triple H to be like, here, you know, here's your baby.
I've never seen an appeal.
So essentially, he was handed down ECW.
No, a new promotion. But go ahead, Bobby. What were you going to say?
I never saw an appeal in Test.
You never saw a what?
Any appeal. Like, oh. I'm not like
worth anything.
I'm not interested in him.
He is a big... He's a big goddy. Big
body. I don't think so.
His only cool thing he did was with Shane McMahon.
He's a big body guy, is what I was trying to say.
But they have guys with bigger bodies.
Yeah. You are correct, I guess. But... He's
are we gonna get an ECW win here?
I don't know. Here comes fucking Tommy Dreamer's ripped off his button up shirt, so he's got
ECW. He missed that kick, yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking got a counter.
Jinx.
You owe me a beer, damn it.
You owe me a beer, damn it. So he hit the right button and R2 reversed it. Now Test, I mean,
what was his finisher called?
I don't even elbow. Fucking know. I have no idea.
SAT.
Test when he came in, he was too fucking young and green for the spot they gave him. Like, he came into the league. He came into the WWE. He's on the ropes. Cheated the win. But he squashy ECW.
Did he win?
Yeah, he won. Referee didn't see the rope.
It's hard to tell sometimes because you can't hear the bell.
But you want me to turn it up?
No.
Test
is like, his teeth piss me off.
His teeth piss you off? Now, he was too young and green for the spot they gave him in 1998. You know, all right, so they're showing a naked silhouette of a female here. It looks like Candace Michelle.
We're seeing some Candace nipples.
Yeah, we're seeing some Candace nipples. Kelly Kelly's outside of the silhouette dress thing or whatever.
And she's like, bitch, I'm about to show you how to dance.
No, she's like, whose titties are better? You want to make out?
Oh, my gosh.
No, we don't want to make out. We're just going to put your finger on the lips. That was kind of Candace Michelle's thing, where she was like, I'm going to make every girl a lesbian. And then, like, a year after this, she started carrying around a wand. Then, like, a year after that, she started dancing to techno music. And then, like, a year after that, she got fired. Or released. Or quit. One of the three happened.
It was either A, B, or C.
I was always a big fan of Candace Michelle, though, in the 2007-2008.
After she was in Playboy?
Is Target Center a giant
It
Target would have
been,
before?
Like, a year and a half after... Like, the Target Center?
It's owned by the Target.
There's Ariel. That's sponsored by Target. That stuff's a sponsorship. That shit's like, you know, X amount of money a year to call it the Target Center or whatever. So Ariel's doing a promo here. Hold on, let's find out what the fuck she's talking about. Yeah, hold up. Oh, Kevin Thorne's finally going to be on TV here. He's not just outside of arena. So Ariel did her tarot cards, and then Kevin Thorne walked up and spit blood at the screen.
So is he here?
He's apparently showing up.
Oh, wait,
all right.
That's Bray Wyatt. Sorry.
So here's Kelly Kelly with K Candace Bray Michelle Wyatt's with son? Her. Bray Wyatt's father.
Oh.
So, okay, Candace and Kelly She's are like, on stage.
I'm about to make you a whore.
Yeah, bro. Now let's see if Candace can make this look any good. Let's see.
Well, she already fucking here. Did. Damn it.
See, Bob just
chopped it. Bobby's dick got hard. It knocked his fucking lighter off his hand. His beer fell on the ground.
Kelly's yeah. like,
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, what?
This is like...
She is groping me.
Kelly... I like that it's like Candace Michelle's like, okay.
She's not even there to make it look good. She's there to make Kelly look good.
She's been like taking her clothes off and moving.
She's
like,
moving her arms for her. Like Kelly is like a fucking puppet for her.
Exactly.
She's like, now watch this girl.
Yeah,
watch
hold up. Let me grab on. Come
See
here.
See how I'm
yep.
shaking it? See how I'm moving down?
No,
yeah, like
Kelly
this.
Kelly's whole thing is to just stand there and let Candace move. And it's almost awkward how much better Candace Michelle can move. And Candace Michelle ain't even really moving.
I feel bad for her.
No, she's there as just support for Kelly.
But she's actually...
Like that, there you go.
It didn't last very long. There's Mike Knox.
So but is Candace just going to continue on for us?
I wish. I would pay money. Sign me up, VIP. Oh, Kelly like, threw that. Oh, there's Sandman. Holy shit. This is the first time I popped the whole time. Yeah, Candace, get Kelly out of here.
He
so that's how we get the women out
bitches.
There. Yeah, he's like, thumbs down, motherfucker. You deserve to get caned.
You should have done that in your cornet.
Now we've... Oh, motherfucker, we want to see some titties.
Motherfucker.
So, God damn it. We're going to start a goddamn angle. Go out there and say, man, cane the fuck out, motherfucker. Put some double cheese around your cane. Slap that motherfucker. Drop that dick like I do. And then slap that motherfucker. We start a motherfucking angle for goddamn title NWA Memphis territory, motherfucker.
And fuck Wendy's.
And
fuck
the crowd
Wendy's.
Has erupted.
It's the first time I've popped in these five episodes when Sandman came out for this. Because he ain't beating up just some asshole. Actually, I mean, he's beating up an asshole, but you know what I mean. Remember Nacho Libre Man or whatever the fuck? Yeah, fuck. So, but Sandman's gimmick is a thumbs down? I don't know about all that. But anyway, yeah.
First, I thought he was starting the bar.
I thought they were going to give us highlights of that. They're giving us a tail of the tape for
okay,
the main
Big
event
Big Show's
tonight.
Has a first ever to hold all three titles.
7 feet and 500 pounds. Like, he's down to, like, 380 nowadays, or at least 390.
Ric Flair never won a title ever again, you can obviously tell.
He also didn't weigh anywhere near 243 here.
No, he's about 220.
He weighed 243 at his heaviest in fucking 1970 when he was a power lifter. Holy shit. Yeah, I would say 225 at his best. He might not even been that here because he's old. There's CM Punk.
I can't believe Ric Flair is going to fight Big Show.
He's going to get his ass beat by Big Show. So what's going to happen. So CM Punk ain't wrestling. He's just telling his stories.
Pepsi.
Oh, yeah, Rosie Pepsi. The Riveter. I hate the way he's talking very quiet.
He's the first Dark Knight.
He's talking like Jake the Snake. But to his credit
I thought
for,
he was doing Batman voice, my bad.
To his credit for those CM Punk promos, I thought it's actually been a pretty good way to introduce him.
All right, we're getting the same
man.
Instead of
he was like, all my tattoos tell a story, but his largest tattoo is his Pepsi tattoo.
Yeah, it's because he's straight edge and he doesn't do alcohol and only drank was Pepsi.
He doesn't Coke,
say
I just
that.
Drink Pepsi, I get yeah. Young Jeezy.
He doesn't say that but, on the thing, but yeah. He had the Pepsi tattoo before Young Jeezy's album.
But it was more like, oh, my family prefers Pepsi to Coke.
Yeah.
That's
and
the
I'm drug free
in this one. You could have anything.
We come from
anything
a
for
Pepsi
being drug
what I was saying though is they could have they could have done like the hey, it's Justin Credible.
Hey, he's still around. Justin Look at that. Two.
Yeah, this
ECW
is,
guys.
He was on episode 1, and now here he is on episode 5. I'm sure we will never see him again.
You said yeah. that after episode 1.
I wish we saw him all the time. Justin Credible is great. I'm
a
fan.
One of their main hills at the end.
I like Aldo Montoya. I like Justin Credible. Nice leg drop to the back of the
head.
You
like
double in a row.
Jockstrap man?
I like jockstrap face. Okay, so they've dimmed the lights.
Jobstrap face?
They dimmed the lights to how I was talking. Jobstrap face. I know I heard it. Steel Reserve, my brother. Mm-hmm. But anyway, they've dimmed the lights on the crowd now to
now
look
we can't
the
even
way.
See...
God, Sabu, botch. What the fuck did he even just do there?
He was
he about
hot.
Like fell what over. He tried to did. Bounce off the rope and barely kicked him. Like, holy shit. So we're like a week and a day or so after they got arrested. You would have thought that...
he would have stopped smoking. He
God damn, Sabu with the fucking plancha springboard somersault. Is that the way to describe that?
This
I'm a commentator
been,
here.
The most ECW thing
since I mean,
seen
it's
in
been
2 weeks.
Fast, though. They need to fucking slow down. Yeah, we didn't see anything like this on episode 3 or 4.
All we saw was the...
Well, my bad. I guess we did on 3 because we had Sabu vs. Roadkill. The table's already broken. Look at the fucking... The hole, like, underneath of it is already fucking broken.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that. Why
the
is,
frame.
Why? Yeah, the
did
frame.
Did you not learn from 2 weeks ago when he destroyed his back?
Why is the frame...
Or was it his arm?
Why is the frame already broken on this table? So, the Sabu and Justin Credible... It is very fast, though. It's like, hey, let's fit in a 25-minute ECW match in 6 minutes.
It's punk rock.
It's punk rock.
It's spunk rock. All right, so... Sabu. God, this everything about this is so fast. We even
this is the
we
first
can't
time,
even commentate on
this
it.
This is the first time the table has exploded the proper way.
Yeah, in the
they
middle.
They turned on the lights,
it
though.
They turned on the lights. Because yeah, then now they got to make it look WWE. Like, nah, that was too hardcore for us here. We gotta end. We're gonna end.
We gotta let the crowd.
Are they gonna
end
the match on a table spot? Like, these guys are too hurt here on the table. So Sabu won. All right. So the match wasn't Extreme Rules. Okay.
Okay, so
my head
got disqualified.
My head
and
fucking
still...
hurts. Why did we decide to do this? This is a terrible fucking idea. Hopefully you're still listening.
And there's Wallace Mahoney.
But anyway, so Sabu got disqualified because apparently that was an Extreme Rules.
So the disqualification throws me off. Okay.
It's fucking ECW, man. Man. CCW. They fucked this up. This was the worst. This was the worst
fuck you, ECW.
Promotion or idea or anything that anyone ever had. Look at Taz, so happy to be there. Just not in.
Who was the guy that
oh
was.
Oh my
I
fuck.
Was like so stoked about him
pack.
Talking shit to Taz a couple weeks on the episode 3.
Yeah, he was like,
Edge.
I was Taz.
Who was that?
Edge.
Oh, yeah. Why hasn't Edge been on it? This
because he has the belt and no longer
so
needs
to
be
so now he's not going to be... He's just
yeah,
off
the belt's not on ECW. They yeah. were, I think Vince McMahon signed off on this show now. He's like, this shit is garbage. Ric Flair promo. Let me turn this up. Let's hear him. All right, Ric Flair. 16 times. Hell yeah. That's all I'm talking about. I'm not talking about show. Let me make some comments on Mick Foley's verbiage last night. Foley? Quit crying. Quit whining. Alright. So the only reason why fucking Ric Flair is even doing this is
to cut a promo on Foley.
Yeah, let's
they
make
continue to build
and people. Because SummerSlam 2006, Ric Flair and Mick Foley had the no holds barred fucking match with the
yeah.
thumbtacks and all that shit. So they're just trying to make fucking Ric Flair look tough. Yeah. Let's make him look tough and put him in a
hardcore match. So they're doing one smart thing here.
Yeah, promoting their Raw show.
Promoting a Raw show.
They're not doing anything for fucking ECW here.
Well, essentially, Big Show is going to win.
He's still cutting this promo, dude. Hold up. Look me in here. Look me in here. Woo, woo, woo. Woo, woo. Dude, fucking Ric Flair would have never stepped foot in ECW. And the ECW fans would have never fucking cheered for him.
Hell no.
They cheered for Dusty Rhodes, to their credit, in 2000. But I don't know if they... How did they do Dusty Rhodes in Philadelphia in 2000? I don't know if they ever did. Dusty Rhodes was just in, like...
I just call him Dusty now.
Now that you... Because Cody can't have the Rhodes name. Shannon Moore is coming. This is when Shannon Moore repackaged himself to
is that Mosh?
Punk rocker. As the Alpha Punk or something like that. Or he's, whatever the fuck
he is. That kind of looks like a Nakamura
it was, attire. So Shannon Moore repackaged to like a punk guy for
trying to switch
ECW. Something. And it only lasted like fucking like 3 weeks. So you never saw him again. But when he resurfaced in TNA in like 2010, he came back with that gimmick with the big mohawk and shit. Like he was gonna do that gimmick. That's the one. That's the gimmick people wanted.
The mohawk.
He reverted back to just like normal old Shannon Moore. Like a month or two later, it was on SmackDown, just jobbing out to people. Shannon Moore used to be in Three Count, obviously, in WCW. Obviously, I don't know if it's obvious to Bob. There's this shitty referee. Why does he get every main event?
Maybe so the Big Show can
there
fuck him up again.
There's so many better referees than that fucking piece of trash. So Ric Flair from the Raw brand here in Minneapolis, his shoot hometown. Obviously, Carolinas is where we all think of Ric Flair. But Minneapolis is where Ric Flair was born, so he's very over here in Minneapolis. Crowd's for sure. Very into him. Ric Flair, you know, getting checked out by the referee. He's like, hey, do you got any illegal weapons in your boot? You got any?
It's an Extreme Rules match, Sean.
Is it?
There should be no checking.
Who cares? What are you going to say, Bobby? Anything?
No, but if you want me to say something, I'll say.
Go ahead.
That Big Show versus Ric Flair in an Extreme Rules match is ridiculous.
It's... sounds awesome, you know what I mean? But it's like...
No.
It sounds like the death of Ric Flair is about to happen.
Yeah.
Even
though he wrestled a few more
years. Yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah, like Big Show.
Especially this era Big Show.
In real life, Big Show would have just picked his old ass up and thrown him outside the ring and he would have broke a hip. I'm feeling you. But that's got really sad there,
he's
didn't
just
it?
Lucky, you know? That the Big Show was a gentle giant.
But at the same time, like...
They've seen his documentary.
I mean, he got taken advantage of.
That's funny. So Ric Flair and taking off the robe, giving it to the girl outside. Here's my robe. Shitty referee. Fucking looks like shit.
His eyeball in the Big Show.
He fucking held the belt upside down.
He held the belt upside down because he's a
that's,
shit.
That's maybe why... He got eyeballed by the Big Show. He was like, turn that shit upside down.
That's how you know that guy's a shitty referee. He had the belt upside down.
What the fuck you doing? Turn it
down. Woo! So Ric Flair just wooed.
And then Big Show gave him fucking raspberries.
So. So we got fucking.
Turned into a playpen.
Big Show against Ric
Flair. He's already sweating. And all he did was walk to the fucking ring. I feel bad for Ric Flair when they lock up.
Now, has Rob Van Dam been on this episode at all, or was it just the last week stuff at the beginning?
Yeah, just the last week stuff.
So yeah, Rob Van Dam's gone. He's cut. But they put Sabu on this episode, so Rob Van Dam got punished immediately. Sabu was more punished over time. By
Sabu wasn't on last week, which is probably why he was moving so quick, because he didn't have any weed for a whole week.
Yeah, that match with Justin Credible was so fast that it was like this. They were moving from spot to spot to spot to spot to spot so fucking fast. For two 40-year-old men, to move like they're fucking trying to be Kenny Omega. It was kind of stupid to watch. So we got Ric Flair versus Big Show.
This is the main event, correct?
I believe so. We one would hope. Let's see. There's another segment
there's
after
ending
this.
Segment? There's, wow.
Or, well, that's the finish at the end, and then there's a segment. So, yeah. Big Show just pushed off Ric Flair. I've done barely any commentating on any of these matches and episodes. Ooh, big slap, but Ric Flair ignores it, no sells it, hits him with the eye rake.
Well, what?
So
what
Big Show fucking kicks him.
Jesus.
All of this wrestling. Big Show kicks Ric Flair, and Ric Flair
We've
goes to the outside.
We've been calling it squash match.
Yeah, that's true. Last week was three squashes. So we go to commercial break. When we come back, we're back in the ring, and Ric Flair is giving some chops in the corner. Big Show throws off Ric Flair. Ric Flair goes all the way back to the other corner. Like, a ridiculous. How does that work? Oh, shit. Gorilla press slam.
Oh, my God.
That wasn't a gorilla press.
Not even, like, fun to watch Big Show versus Ric Flair right now.
I wonder if it's going to get more worse for Flair.
It's Extreme Rules, so we would hope.
That's what I'm saying. It's Extreme Rules.
One would hope we have a good, hardcore, goddamn wrestling match here. Because Lord knows ECW needs it.
Well, Flair is king
had
of
one big
dirty
pop today,
wins,
Sean.
Isn't he? So
hold on, what did you say?
Flair is the king of dirty wins, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah, he's the dirtiest player in the game.
So he should be able to.
He's already busted open.
Yeah, he's already bleeding for it. So they're going hardcore for shit. It's like it's ECW. I got bleed like motherfucker. Go or split me. I got to do my Ric Flair impression. I forgot. Big Show. So it's ECW and. I figured I'd bleed within the first minute. You don't even need to hit me with a weapon. Just throw me across the ring and I'll just start bleeding from my head for no reason.
And is that going to be on story time?
With a tear in my eye! That's Ric Flair at Royal Rumble 1992. That was my impression. So, Big Show with the headbutts. Maybe the headbutts is what busted him open. Here's the big slap, a big chop, backhanded chop to Ric Flair's chest. Oh, hell yeah. Another backhanded chop.
Wake Flair up.
Yeah, headbutted the razor blade he was holding up.
Hip toss. Fucking EC-dub. 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 get out of my ring, Ric Flair. So Ric Flair goes to the outside.
At least it wasn't the way RVD was tossed out last week.
Yeah, when he just picked him up and dumped him over his top.
Shitty referee doesn't even know to put on gloves.
So apparently Ric Flair's got a trash can.
The glove era.
Dude, look at this trash can.
They're just straight bareback in this
shit. Yeah, this is before the glove era. The gloves didn't start till like 2011 or 12 with the blood. Yeah, that's funny. They're barebacking. Yeah. So anyway, that trash can that Ric Flair pulled out has a chair, two chairs, and a barbed wire baseball pad in it. So we're getting hardcore.
That lady is very upset.
I thought she was laughing. She looked like she was laughing to me.
I thought she was concerned.
She was smiling.
She's very concerned for the nature boy. She's like, we are not fucking later tonight.
She was. I feel like she was like, what did my boyfriend bring me to? We are not fucking later tonight. Talking to her boyfriend.
I thought Ric Flair asked her backstage, and she was like, I was going to ditch my boyfriend later, but we are not fucking
tonight. We are not
tonight.
Fucking tonight.
To Ric Flair, so she
You
is.
Are not. You are a bloody mess, my
so
friend.
You two pick Ric Flair, I say a boyfriend, for bringing her this shit. Because this is a terrible fucking show.
I would never take my girlfriend to a
Flair
Ric Flair show.
Hopefully SmackDown was good. Like, that's the only thing I could think about all of these episodes, is like, hopefully SmackDown was good. Or these people sat through a 3-hour shit fest, like to watch their own shit.
Better than Raw.
I think it was a 3-hour shit fest.
It's a 4-hour shit fest.
So at least
it was kind of like the birth of the new Raw.
And you do get a bloody ass Ric Flair here, so
which you always love. So
yeah,
I don't know why you're complaining too.
Yeah,
much.
I mean Ric Flair is one of the best bleeders in the business till Steve Corino came around, and now Ric Flair is probably still wrestling. Steve Corino's not so. Ric Flair is like dead, like with a tear in my eye.
You said Ric Flair is still wrestling?
Yeah.
He's doing book signs.
He'll wrestle. He'll show up.
Maybe in a year. You did see Terry Funk wrestled recently, right?
Terry Funk.
At 73.
Him and Jerry Lawler do matches all the time. It's not surprising.
Dude, he got busted wide open. He blood everywhere.
Bust Crimson Mask. Busted wide open. So Ric Flair just hit Big Show with a low blow. Second low blow. Because
I like how in the first Lobo, though, he held his arm there for like 3 minutes.
Yeah, you gotta let the arm hold the dick up for a minute. Let it really settle in the pain.
Yeah, when you say let it sink in, though, I'm not sure if you're talking about the pain or his dick into his arm.
So
the new meaning of sink in.
Ric Flair kicked him in the balls twice now after hitting him forearm into the balls twice.
So it's legal.
It's legal as legal can be. It's a legal beagle. That's
your favorite referee.
That's what I call
definitely
it.
Definitely concerned.
I fucking
he does
hate
not know
that
what's
referee.
Going on.
Here comes the trash
he's like,
can.
Trash can in. I need to pat my head.
Trash
Why
can with
counting?
The barbed wire baseball bat.
He's like, get out of here.
Ric Flair's like, you are way too fucking close to me.
Yeah, get out of my way,
referee.
Are
we gonna fucking works.
Bump in the Big Show too.
That referee is the worst. Boom, barbed wire baseball bat to the stomach. Hell yeah, I feel like I'm playing WWE Brawl vs. SmackDown 2008 right now.
Oh yeah, he's cutting himself.
Yeah,
there
yeah,
it is,
yeah
the
he
cut.
Just bladed the fuck out himself.
Did you see the cut?
Yeah, he had his arm, Big Show had his hand right under the, he had it right under the baseball bat, like holding finger to thumb to his fucking forehead right there. Exactly where I was saying he held it. Oh, yeah, right above the right eye. And, gee, yeah, fucking forehead, yeah. Oh, so he hits him with the...
And then
fucking,
he held the base, and then he held the trash can there.
Like he held his arm to the
Yeah,
nuts.
His, like, hardcore hits are so, like, exaggerated.
Because he's not a hardcore wrestler at all. So there's a chair shot to the stomach.
He's so tall he can't
chair
even
shot
reach him
the
in
back.
The head.
Big Show's, like, trying. Big Show's covered in blood now, too. We got two guys bloody as fuck. This is the first time we've seen blood in ECW.
Yeah.
Since, you know, obviously,
and
One Night Stand.
Ric Flair and
Big Show. Yeah. Because that's who Vince McMahon wants it to fucking be. You know? That's the sad part. It's like, yeah. Why can't we just get a new roster?
This
know
was
know
probably
shit?
The highest ratings the show
Thumbtacks?
Ever got.
Thumbtacks, hell yeah, fuck
look
yeah.
Look that up one
Thumbtax.
Day. The highest rating.
I imagine people had already given up by now, so they had to do this, so people would be like, oh my God, but no, they didn't give a fuck.
Because then they reverted back to episode 4.
Because it's weakest Ric Flair
share shots
and
I
the
saw.
Big
look
Show.
Look at this weak-ass chair shot. Look at that. This
he
number
needs
two.
To just really whack him one.
Yeah,
if,
he's
if
like...
the Big Show, he's really going to whack him one.
Like bouncing on his head. Big Show's not even near tax. Okay, there. Yeah, I guess he was near tax.
I'm not even fazed by Big Show following the tax.
That girl just laughed.
But
like,
that makes
Wee!
Me wonder. Yeah, she was laughing. That makes me wonder, like, does Big Show go home? Like, you know how other people,
Big
like, feel self-conscious about, like...
Holy shit. Hold on, Bobby.
Different from other people.
Hold on, Bobby. Missing. Big Show just saw red and just is going crazy. His whole fucking face, demeanor, everything changed. Look at his face. Big Show
didn't
nowhere
even
near
fucking
it.
Choke slam him in the tax.
Oh,
you know. No, here,
yeah,
here
yeah,
he goes, though.
He's going to throw him in that shit.
No.
Nope.
Oh,
backbreaker. Nowhere near the tax. He's got him in a sleeper. All right, Bobby, do you remember what you were talking about? I didn't mean to interrupt you.
I was
going to
say...
Big Show going crazy.
That Big Show falling in the tax doesn't mean anything to me. Which makes me wonder...
I think it's over.
Because he's so big. I'm like, oh, it's not as... It's like... It probably doesn't even hurt him.
Hmm.
Like it probably does, you... though. Which makes me wonder, like, does
tax,
Big Show,
yeah.
Like, you know how other people
Look,
get Flair's self-conscious?
Like, put me in the tax show.
Alright.
Like, oh, God, dick first.
Barely.
Like, other he people will get self-conscious, first. Though, about, like, if they're different
from other
people. I wonder
if that was a Flair
people.
Fetish.
Hold on.
So is, like, Rick, or is does Big Show go home at night? He's like, people don't think I get hurt when I fall under tax. I'm so depressed.
You think that's Big Show?
Yeah.
He's in the tax.
I get hurt too. If I go through tax, it hurts just as much as the normal person.
Yeah, he's ECW champion, man.
Tax hurt me just as much as they hurt you.
I'm sure they do. I believe them. I trust them.
I don't believe them. I don't think they even.
I'm with you. There's a crowd of 17,000 and fucking 16,000 of them are doubters.
And they don't even give a fuck that Big Show went through tax, but I'm sure he's in pain.
And look,
they gotta pull each one
Ric
of them
Flair's
out of
got
him.
Them all in his stomach.
Well, he asked for that.
Yeah.
He
checked off.
If they did not do that for him, he would have went home and did it for himself later.
He does take like a lightweight tax spot on the at SummerSlam. So this, I definitely feel like this was like the tryout for SummerSlam. Like
this
where he's like, I'm gonna try.
Nothing compared to what I imagine him with sex with his wife is like.
What?
Sure, it's very
Ric Flair.
Yes.
This wasn't violent.
Not enough for his taste.
Yeah.
Ric Flair's got weird cock rings.
Flair's a masochist? Is that what you
masochist,
call it?
Yeah.
That's why I was saying he checked the one off of his bucket list of thumbtacks to the dick.
Hey, he definitely.
Attack of the dick.
Here's the tack to the dick hole right here. Boom!
Like,
tack to the dick
he's
hole.
Like, throw me in it dick first. Check.
God, that made my dick hurt. Oh, there's one like right above his dick. There's none in his dick there, but
he's already pulled him off. Of
but
his
you can
dick.
See the dick. I mean the
instant regret.
As soon as you said tack to the open dick hole, like my penis hole literally hurt. Like it screamed.
I won't get hurt.
It literally was like,
so I'm gonna go upstairs and start pissing fucking fire.
Ow, ow is what my dick hole said. Oh man.
Is it gonna hurt? I hate that. After
one
this
in his
talk?
Head is.
Yeah, he does have just one right in the back of his head. one tack. There it is. Yeah, the camera's
zoom
like
on
zooming
it.
In on it. That's awesome. Camera's like, look
that
at this.
That one's gonna really hurt getting out.
God, ECW. What the
it's
fuck?
Not as bad as the dick hole one, but we couldn't get a good shot of
almost
that.
Almost killed poor Ric Flair.
Have you seen the WWE story time when Randy Orton's talking like, about taking the tax?
Look, now he's like, oh my God. I
he's
can't even
selling it, dude. He's selling it. He's gonna get backstage. But anyway, have you seen
as soon
the.
As soon as he gets backstage, though,
he's
gonna
be
like, woo!
Old,
that was great.
To take a
I
seat.
Loved it.
He sat down.
He's like, fuck this.
He's
hurts.
Like, I can't even walk. I'm done.
I don't know about SummerSlam. But
he's just selling, dude. He's just selling. You know that ain't phase Ric Flair. He's going to go do 500 free squats after this fucking
and
shit.
Fuck
he's going to have
women.
A baby.
All right, he's going to do 500 free squats and fuck 200 women so he can get to that fucking 10,000 women count.
That got him 200 right there.
Yeah, so, I don't remember what I was saying. I was going to say
won?
Something. Oh, Big Show by submission. Oh. So, have you seen the story time where Randy Orton talks about
no.
taking the
no.
tax?
No.
So Randy Orton tells the story of
season
the...
Season 1 or Season
2? It might be the beginning of Season 2, but all right,
I
don't remember.
I haven't
remember.
Watched any Season 2
yet. Anyway, he's like, so I'm backstage and Ric Flair's got to take the tax out of my back going, you dumb motherfucker, why did you do this to yourself? And he's like doing the Randy Orton impression. I mean, the Ric Flair impression is so fucking funny. Yeah, he's like, you know, you just take regular bumps and you don't have to do this. I love doing Ric Flair impressions. When Ric Flair talks normal, it's so fucking funny. So
we
so
made it to what, 5 ECW?
That was the end of ECW episode 5, was Ric Flair fucking covered in tacks on July 11th, 2006. So what did you think about episode 5, Derek?
It actually had an ECW feel to it again, after 2 weeks of
being
the
shit. Ending did, the rest of it didn't.
I mean, we did have Just Credible versus Sabu.
But all of those spots in
everything,
that were so,
everything was better.
That wasn't an ECW match because it ended in fucking disqualification.
But it was still better than episode 4, which was highly disappointing.
Even Kelly seems better.
Because of
Candice
Michelle. Yeah.
We wanted
I'm
more
just saying,
Candace.
Dude, they're making improvements. They're improving
they did improve.
The show.
They updated their deck.
Oh, man. I don't know. I'm starting to really regret the decision to watch all these.
It looks like it's exciting. I'm just looking at the
is.
Thumbnails
it's
here.
Good...
And by 8, we have a CM Punk there. It looks like he's in a
and
ring.
And it's at Hammerstein
and
Ballroom.
And by 9, we have a Tommy Dreamer looking like he just fucked someone up. Yes. So I'm excited.
And then by 13, there's DX. Yeah, so, okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So now we got the DX come back. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
So, yeah, 2006, episode 5. I mean, better than 4. At the end of episode 4, I was angry as fuck. Like, I was angry at the end of episode 4. If you listen to that episode of this podcast, which is either on Patreon or iTunes, excited. I feel like I paid less attention to anything that was happening on this episode. I can't even believe... I remember 45 minutes ago being like, man, should I piss before this? I don't even know if I get through 45 minutes.
Well, you just
I don't even remember there. What the fuck we just watched.
Don't lie.
I don't remember a fucking thing other than the Ric Flair Big Show match. What the fuck else happened on this show? I've already forgot. You,
Candice Michelle.
Oh, yeah, Candice Michelle. I was high on that. Sabu. I'm cool on that. I'm cool on that. Sabu and that. Yeah, okay.
That's incredible.
You're right.
That's
but
all
still,
there was, essentially.
Still,
there was
though.
Less, there was a lot less filler
God damn
this
it.
Episode.
All killer,
and
no
a little
filler.
Bit more wrestling. Yeah.
All killer, a little bit of filler.
No. It wasn't there yet. It was like less filler,
more killer,
filler.
Less filler.
A little bit of killer.
You mean a little bit of killer?
It wasn't too much killer.
A lot of filler.
No, it's not.
A little bit of killer, a little bit of filler. The rest is.
I guess if
care.
You don't have much killer or filler, what else do you have though?
Killer or filler?
It was just
kind of
like
care.
There wasn't any killer or filler.
Then nobody cares.
You only had essentially a 20-minute show.
Well, that's where we're
Holy
at.
Compared to last
yeah,
week.
Yeah, nobody
where it
cares.
No killer, 10-minute
show.
We have no killer, no filler, and we'll be back with episode 6 eventually.
Eventually.
Yeah, motherfucking lousy ECW podcast, Barbie blank stare, and we're out.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.